This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's kind of a slow week. You know, short week, kind of slow, pretty sleepy, not a lot going on right now. We have, Brett Kavanaugh, the president's Supreme Court nominee, right now getting the business from the Democrats. And by the way, you know what they're trying to do? Delay the hearing. Yeah, this is, like, shameless. There's no rules for these people. They are all grandstanding. All their little prepared speeches and politics. Listen to Dianne Feinstein right now.
Positive and comprehensive hearing on the man who may well be the deciding vote for many of America's futures.
Mr. Chairman, I renew my motion to adjourn and Senator Harris's motion to postpone. I ask for a second.
Second the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I ask for a vote.
Yeah.
I ask that we reconvene in executive session and have a vote.
I shouldn't have to explain to you we're having a hearing. It's out of order. We're not in executive session. That'd be the proper forum for entertaining motions.
I ask that we reconvene in executive session.
We won't vote on Senator Blumenthal's suggestion. We won't follow your suggestion.
It's a motion, Mr. Chairman.
To go into executive session. Motions would not be proper at this time.
Mr. Chairman, it's a pending motion before the committee.
Yeah. And that's the protester disrupting it. Amy Klobuchar and Blumenthal.
Mr. Chairman, if there is no vote on this motion, which has been properly seconded and which could be given a vote in executive session, this process will be tainted and stained.
Oh my gosh.
Forever. I'm asking as a member of this committee.
You know it's tainted and stained. The guy who faked his military record.
Vote on my motion to adjourn and Senator Harris's motion postpone, and that we do it in executive session, which can be easily and quickly convened right now.
Yeah, the motion is out of order.
Sir, then I make a very clear and simple motion to move into executive session so that Senator...
Now Cory Booker's in on the act. He wants to be president, so he's got a grandstand a little bit here.
Well, they're not out of order, Mr. Chairman. They're properly before this committee. Simply saying so, with all due respect, and I have great respect for the chairman, doesn't make them so. It doesn't make them out of order just because the chairman rules that they're out of order.
Look, you guys didn't get your way. You wanted this delayed. It's not being delayed. And now you got a grandstand.
That this body now do what its responsibility is to have an executive session so we can...
And by the way, if there's an executive session, guess what happens? Their motion fails. There's more Republicans than Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. So this is just grandstanding. They just are doing this to, you know, make some noise. We'll keep following it for you, but, you know, there's protesters, there's Democrats having a fit. Amy Klobuchar, embarrassing. Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. So there's that, right? We have the Brett Kavanaugh hearings going on. There is the Farm Bill Conference Committee that's meeting this week. That's going to be a big deal. I believe that's tomorrow that that'll happen. President Trump will be in Fargo, North Dakota on Friday. And I have not heard this officially, but I have heard it's going to be lunch, early afternoon kind of time frame. So I know there was a lot of people asking when is it going to be, but so that event is on Friday. The president will be here in North Dakota once again, folks. Donald Trump, the president, campaigning for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And here's something that's pretty amazing. Stephen Law, who is the head of the Senate Leadership Fund, he and Karl Rove have done a number of these projects where they go out and raise dollars and do ads in campaigns, just like, you know, I mean, Democrats do this, Republicans do this, this is what they do. But Stephen Law is, they have a really how shall I say this, a really well-organized system of deciding who they support, where they run ads, what the message is, you know, do the polling, the whole thing. He was interviewed by C-SPAN, I think it was Friday. It was just brought to my attention over the weekend. And New York Times reporter, Axios reporter, and a guy from C-SPAN are on there talking to Stephen Long. And they're talking about the Senate. And they're saying, hey, you know, do you think that you win the Senate? And he said, I do think we hold the Senate. And they said, okay, well, why? And he said, well, let me go through some races here. And he said, Kramer-Heitkamp is all but in the bag. And he said, what? He said, well, there's multiple polls with that race at double digits. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And again, this isn't some slouch, some guy just saying, you know, fast and loose with the polling. Pretty significant player in the whole Washington political scene, saying that. So that's a pretty extraordinary thing. Now, that having been said, I wouldn't, take anything for granted. I wouldn't, you know, if I were the Heitkamp campaign, I'd love this right now. Love it. Oh, yeah, yeah, they're ahead. They're way ahead. Yeah, that's perfect. So, you know, don't worry about a thing. This is in the bag. It's done. It's done. And that wouldn't be a good idea. That would not be a good idea. Goes back to our conversation. Remember that day we said, ask you a question. If you wake up day after Election Day and have to think of every scenario of which would be the worst, what is the one that would just put a pit in your stomach if something happened different than you'd hoped? And now, do something about it. Talk to neighbors, talk to coworkers, roll up your sleeves, put signs up. What? Get engaged in these campaigns. Folks, it is after Labor Day now. We have 2 months until Election Day. 2 months until Election Day. This is going to go so quick you can't even believe it. President's here Friday. He'll no doubt be back. I wonder if Barack Obama's coming for Heidi Heitkamp. So far I've heard she said no thank you. But he is traipsing across the country as well. Bring him on. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Bring him on. Let's show them that North Dakota is no longer flyover country. I absolutely love it. Okay, the other thing I want to talk about here today, and then I'll tell you about our guest, and then we'll go to the phones, is Colin Kaepernick. Yes, Colin Kaepernick. Todd, do you know who Al Bundy is? You remember Al Bundy?
Oh, you're married with children, of course.
Yes, okay. I have a theory that Colin Kaepernick is a real-life Al Bundy.
Hmm, good.
Do you know why? Can I connect these dots for
Go
you?
Go for it, please.
He sucked at football. Remember, Al Bundy kind of sucked at football. And now he sells shoes. So I'm thinking that he's a real-life Al Bundy, this guy. It's sort of sad that a company like Nike that makes some, you know, nice shoes, nice clothing, you know, nice jerseys, has to decide, okay, we're going to go all in with a group of folks that kneel for the flag. And here's the thing. I don't, for a second, begrudge the real-life Al Bundy having a cause, something he cares about, something he's passionate about. Good for you. Good for you. But you're busy selling Nikes now, not taking care of these folks. You're busy kneeling for a flag, not taking care of these folks. But it's like satisfying your ego or something. So I'm kind of curious what you think about Nike selecting Colin Kaepernick as their latest poster child. Can you really believe this? I can't. I have a theory that Nike is basically saying, look, Todd and Scott are not going to buy a lot of Nikes anyway. So the fact that they're mad at us about Colin Kaepernick being our big spokesperson won't make a hill of beans difference anyway. So what do we care? Sort of what I feel like they're doing. But what do you think? Now on to the guests. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with someone that you might not recognize her name, but her work is important. She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project. And what they do is honor and remember Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Have you seen any stuff of Molly Tibbetts' dad? Todd, you see what he's saying? It's very odd. Very odd. Wait a minute. Before I tell you the rest of the guests, Dickie Durbin. We got to go to Dickie Durbin. What's he saying?
I've been on this committee for a number of years. Committee confidential documents have been really limited to extraordinary circumstances. As an example, if someone is accused of taking drugs during the course of an investigation, and I'm not making any suggestion that that is even the case or close to it here, it was done in a confidential setting in fairness to the nominee. And the same thing on DUIs and the like. We used it in extremely rare circumstances where we would meet after this committee hearing.
On a fishing expedition to try and slow this thing down is crazy. Dick Durbin in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chuck Grassley, the chairman, has rejected the Democrats' request to delay the Kavanaugh hearing over documents. They got thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of documents. Never enough. It is. It's just a big game. Stephen Moore will join us today, a great economic advisor to the president. And economists as well. So stay tuned for that. More straight ahead. Your calls after this.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Powered by our fine sponsors. We thank them for making our broadcast possible. That includes our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who operates the drag line for BNI's coal mine. And we did this for Labor Day. We had a fun little Labor Day show. We found some fun jobs out there and celebrated them a little, learned a little bit about them. Ferris wheel operator at Shields and drag line operator for BNI. It was fun. It was interesting. And talked about your first job. A lot of folks weighed in on that. But, you know, I was talking to the drag line operator. He's talking about the technical part of his job. And I said, do you ever, you know, think when you're in the cab of that drag line operation that you are contributing to affordable, reliable energy? This is a very important industry. And obviously we all care about our individual financial situation, but think of the impact on businesses as well. Pretty incredible. It's a very important part of our energy mix, no doubt about it. Find out more and support it online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. 800-228-0550. One other guest we have, Kaylee McEnany, will join us today. She is a regular on Fox News Channel. You see her there from the Republican National Committee. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kavanaugh hearings and also the official kickoff to campaign 2018. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Toll free, 800-228-0550. Okay. Locally at 258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Liz in Bismarck texts, Scott, are you watching the Kavanaugh hearings? Heitkamp needs to get her Democratic buddies reined in. They're making themselves look like donkeys. Yeah, that's the word I'll insert. She is not representing North Dakota well right now. She's a disgrace. Goodbye, Heidi. You're done. You lost ND. They're making a total debacle of this hearing. They're attacking Trump over this. Democratic senators knew for months they were going to be interviewing Kavanaugh. They should have been doing their research all this time. When we were growing up, if we knew we had a big test coming up, we had to study hard if we wanted to pass the test. It's the same equivalent. Democrats refuse to do their homework as usual. This reflects badly on all Democrats and Heitkamp. Oh, Pat Leahy. We got to get a little Pat Leahy here, and the hearing continues. Let's see what they've cooked up now. The
White House were made public 12 days before the hearing. With Judge Kavanaugh, we have 7%, and only 4% are public. You can talk about the numbers of pages. The fact is, 99% for Elena Kagan, 12 days before the hearing. It was all available. For Judge Kavanaugh, 7%, and only 4% made public. So,
see, they love this game, folks. They love this game because what old Pat Leahy, and he's the master, right? I mean, he's the Bork master. He tried to derail Judge Clarence Thomas. How they do this is, they go ask for documents they know they can't get. If you work in a White House and you serve a president and you have a bunch of documentation, that isn't just public anytime anybody wants it. It has nothing to do with how he would be on the bench anyways advising a president. But they know all that, and so they got to get a little of the palace intrigue. Well, we asked for this, you wouldn't give us, so it's only 7% of the documents. Oh, my gosh, it's just awful. If you can stomach it, I'll play more of this, but I'd rather talk to our fine listeners. Bob in West Hope is here. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
I've got a couple of questions for you. Excuse me. A week last from Monday, not this Monday, but the week before, you were saying something about if it wouldn't have been for Cain, why our president... Trump wouldn't have been our president? No, what maybe, I could never figure that out.
No, what I meant by that is that John McCain came to personify the swamp, okay?
Okay.
And that Donald Trump was president because there was a swamp. Donald Trump was president because there was this Republican establishment. This is what drives me crazy about Republican criticism of Donald Trump. the people that, you know, had the levers of power in the Republican Party for so long, they brought about a scenario in which Donald Trump could clear the field of 14 of the biggest names in the Republican Party. You're gone. You're done because of how they operated and what they did. So that's what I meant by that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess that circles around my question anyway on that one.
Yeah.
Another question I got, what day or month or so many hours or whatever do us true Americans get away from no politics, spread any place, through the air, TVs or whatever, leave politics out of the situation for a day, hours, or months maybe? That's all we hear is just politics over and
over. No, I hear you. And we're in a cycle here where this race, you know, between Kevin Cramer and Heidi Heitkamp is, the focus nationally. So there's a lot of attention, a lot of ads, everything else. I just say that's up to everybody's individual. You know, if you want to turn it off, you turn it off. You know, in our house, we tend to, on Sunday, just try and, go to Mass in the morning and, family meal after and, derail the normal itinerary a little bit. But even in my family and my wife and we have one daughter still at home. The other two are off to college. One's graduating from college and one's in college. But, are not the kind of people that go, hey, dad, is this person going to win? Is that person, they don't really go there, but I think you just got to do that on your own. I think you got to decide on your own. But I would say this, Bob, there is nothing bad about quote unquote politics, because this is the way. I think too many people go, it's politics. I hate politics. I don't want to do politics. And then, don't like the fact that the economy stinks. Don't like the fact that they have a terrible job. Don't like the fact that we have, porous borders. So that's where I think, there's nothing wrong with engaging in politics if it's something that ultimately gets you to a place you want to be. But I appreciate the call.
Bob, might I suggest to listen to K-Fire in the afternoon?
There you go, K-Fire Cafe. You're pretty much politics free, aren't you?
Yeah. There's something we need to deal with. We do deal with it, but it's not politics driven. So it does have its frequent break from it because by 3 or 4 in the afternoon, ugh.
Let's get Craig in on Moorhead here. Craig, go ahead.
Well, I've been watching the hearings and listening to you, and so far there's been 3 interruptions. I don't know what happens to an interrupter, but it ought to be fierce, and because this is a Senate hearing. That shouldn't be allowed, and you pay the price. I hope they charge them with something. And let's not mistake it. This Get Trump movement started the day he got elected. It's all about us, great on Wash, not picking one of their chosen ones.
And, listen. Call 800-228-4550.
That's an interesting point, Craig. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The long-awaited Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is to begin shortly on Capitol Hill before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The chairman of the panel, Chuck Grassley, denies Democratic claims that Kavanaugh has said he believes the president is above the law.
He's not saying a president is above the law. He's saying that when you're president of the United States, you might not be prosecuted, but as soon as they get up being president, as the United States, they can be prosecuted. After.
Many expect Democrats could make it a contentious confirmation hearing for Kavanaugh, but they don't have the votes to stop his confirmation. The hearing expected to last all week. By the way, Grassley was speaking on Fox News. Tropical Storm Gordon expected to be a hurricane when it makes landfall later today between the Louisiana-Mississippi border and the Alabama-Florida border. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Type up on the computer here something I'd suggest you do a little later on today. NDSC.org, okay? NDSC.org, ND, North Dakota, SC, Safety Council, .org, NDSC.org. Very top, almost in the middle, at the very, very, very top, is a training calendar for the North Dakota Safety Council. They're a private nonprofit, and they do training every day. It saves lives. Saves lives. In fact, I see here they're partnering with Oasis Petroleum to provide a free training event in Williston on Tuesday, September 11th, 11:30 to 1. Free lunch for all attendees there. Key steps to creating an emergency action plan based on FEMA's suggested best practices for building a comprehensive emergency action plan. Yeah. Wow. So I found that out right there. And if I click on that training icon, I can find a whole host of classes to register for. From adverse weather driving course. Very good idea. Basic life support for healthcare and professional rescuers. Confined Space Awareness, they have an amazing facility, an amazing campus. And the confined space training that they have there is second to none. CPR and AED, they've got it all. NDSC.org, together with the Workforce Safety and Insurance folks at WSI, our mission is to make sure you are aware of the resources that are there that can save lives. Because we're about safety and we're about saving lives on this program, ladies and gentlemen. Emailer from Davenport says, this morning I posted my opinion about Kaepernick on Facebook even before you brought it up. I don't own anything Nike, but their new sound is more like flush instead of swoosh, and their logo should be a toilet. There you go, Todd. Maybe an above-type shot with Kaepernick spinning down the drain. I hope this action really cost them a lot. Oh, Mark and Davenport. The creativity of our fine listeners knows no bounds, does it? Unbelievable. All right, we have our guest we're going to chat with in just a moment here, but first, another excerpt from this ridiculous hearing where Democrats are turning the nomination hearing of Brett Kavanaugh into a three-ring circus. Here's John Cornyn, a senator from Texas, a Republican, with his impressions on what's going on today.
We have rules in the Senate. We have
norms for decorum. Everybody, as you pointed out, Mr. Chairman, is going to get a chance to have their say.
Yeah.
You've given everybody a chance to ask questions for up to 50 minutes. You've given them a chance to make an opening statement. Any one of our colleagues can step out here and talk to the press and make whatever comments they want to the press and tell the world how they feel about this. But the fact is, it's hard to take it seriously when every single one of our colleagues in the Senate Judiciary Committee on the Democratic side have announced their opposition to this nominee even before today's hearing. So it's hard to take seriously their claim that somehow they can't do their job because they've been denied access to attorney-client or executive privilege documents when they've already made up their mind before the hearing. There's nothing fair about that. And we would just ask for an opportunity for the American people to be able to listen to this nominee answer the questions that we have. And I think that's how we ought to proceed, and I hope we will.
He, by the way, earlier called it a mob rule. Said, I've never seen a hearing for a Supreme Court nominee turned into a hearing by mob rules. That's what he did. And, you know, Grassley's a patient guy, so he's sort of putting up with the antics right now, but at some point they got to get on with this. He's talking right
sensitive
now.
To the executive branch. And let me emphasize the most sensitive to the executive branch. The staff secretary serves as an inbox and outbox to the Oval Office.
All right, so he's just doing the protocol on why we can't do this. Look, all of these Senate Democrats have said they're voting no. Every one of them on the Judiciary Committee has already said they're voting no. This isn't about wanting more information to decide how to vote. This is a sham. Is what it is. It's a sham. Can't even believe it. We'll continue to beam in and out of this for you today on the program. Maria Espinoza is the national director of something that I know is extremely important to our listeners. It's called the Remembrance Project. What does it do? It honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Undocumented immigrants could soon hold appointed offices in California after the state Senate approves a bill there. So these are really bizarre times we're living in. Maria, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you so much. And thank you for this opportunity to speak truth and share that with your listeners.
What happened with the family members of Molly Tibbetts? I was absolutely flabbergasted at some of the comments. Essentially, her dad saying, you know, I don't care who killed my daughter. We're not going to, you know, say anything nice about Donald Trump. Was that not the most bizarre thing you've ever seen?
It is, but, you know, it's what we have seen on, you know, in 9 years with the Remembrance Project. You know, people sometimes, you know, line up with their political party because you have some of these, you know, operatives and these legislators who contact them, and they don't want to upset the party where, you know, privately and personally, you know, they come to us and they want us to memorialize their loved ones. And we do. We memorialize every American that was killed by an illegal alien, regardless of their political view. So, you know, we're a C3. We want to raise awareness of the fact that current laws are not being enforced, that legislators don't have the best interests of America and Americans in mind, not following the Constitution, porous borders, you name it. You know, Scott, we're trying to get the word out there, but it's unfortunate that, you know, even in our Facebook page, people have come on our page where we have a memorial panel of Molly Tibbetts, just like we do other Americans, and they have said ugly things to me personally, threats, and, you know, we just try to block them all because they want to silence us, and that's what the problem has been for decades, that they want to silence the truth. We're not going to be silent, Scott, and that's why I appreciate the opportunity to share our information with an organization like yours.
I hope this doesn't sound crass, because I don't mean it to be crass, but if 10 people died tomorrow because something was in their cornflakes, right, we would immediately isolate the threat, find out where those cornflakes came from, and nobody would doubt for 10 seconds that that was a good idea. And want to stop it, end it, fix it, right? I don't know, other than, I guess, you know, this is a political situation because one particular political party in this country sees this as an opportunity to get more votes, so they want to sort of look the other way. If I'm a loved one and I lose a family member to the hands of an illegal immigrant, of course I'm going to say, come on, you know, plug the border. Don't do this. Just like the cornflakes, we don't want somebody that is a threat to be allowed access here illegally. I don't understand why this is complicated or even controversial. Can you help me?
It's not complicated, and it shouldn't be controversial. However, you're right. There is Democrats want the voting block, and the Republicans, in my opinion, they want to continue filling their reelection campaign coffers with the blood money from these open borders and private industry, U.S. chambers of commerce, industries like hotel, restaurant, construction industries. You know, they fill their reelection campaigns with that blood money while our children are filling America's coffin. So that's what's taking place here. So we're battling both. Remember, the Republicans is supposed to be the more conservative group. Not all of them are conservative, but, you know, they...
I'm quite aware. They hold the Senate.
Yes, and now we have an America First president, and they have these Republicans must follow this America First agenda that President Trump so elegantly has laid forth. But also, he's working toward that. He is keeping his promises. So the rest of them really need to keep up with our president.
Yes, he is. This is a prime example where the president of the United States, Donald Trump, has really tapped in to that forgotten man and woman who say, wait a minute, come on, stop, enough. And this is where the swamp doesn't get it. You're 100% right. What do you want to accomplish with the Remembrance Project?
Well, we want to raise awareness so that our elected officials can do their jobs and protect Americans, Scott. And look at, you know, this is all that we're doing. We started a Remembrance Project in 2009 when we first learned of the Sanctuary City policies in Houston, Texas. And it was myself and my husband, two people who weren't necessarily involved, so to speak. And we thought our involvement was taking our little registration card, our ID, and going to vote. And the more we learned and were involved, we were so disappointed that our elected officials will flat out lie to us. And we went into their offices. We went to city hall, state houses, 25-state tour in 2012, met with the Obama administration, and we've met with President Trump's administration. You know, President Trump has embraced the Remembrance Project, brought our families, you know, we said most forgotten angel families. And here we are, but it shows what two people can do. So we really encourage our listeners to reach out to a local group and help any way they can and use that constitution that we have, this beautiful constitution, very unique, and enforcing current laws and holding your elected officials to their oaths of office. But I would like, you know, we always need help. I'm 100% volunteer still since 2009. We were in Texas. Now we're in Washington, D.C. We're bringing the grassroots with us. And this is the effort that has to take place, is to hold the line right now in these coming elections and then place America First candidates in office. You know, I can't tell you who to vote for, but obviously it's pretty apparent if they don't have America's best interests in mind. But we have to do our research and make sure that these elected officials are telling the truth and not just flowering up their newsletters. But I'll give our website as well, because we need volunteers and, of course, donations. Our website is TheRemembranceProject.org, TheRemembranceProject.org.
Perfect. All right. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Appreciate your good work. Thank you very much. I hope folks are paying attention. This issue has been pretty prominent in the North Dakota Senate race between Heidi Heitkamp and Kevin Cramer, largely because of her votes against defunding sanctuary cities. Now she's defending herself by saying she's for deporting illegal immigrants after they commit a crime. Last time I checked, they committed a crime when they came in illegally. That's a free pass, I guess. So keep up the good fight, and we'll continue to watch this one closely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Justin, God bless you.
Justin and Fargo, when we come back. Don't go away.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And Hot Springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points. A lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mark and Claudia Thompson, their daughters as well, carry on this incredible tradition of H.A. Thompson and Sons and the excellence that they have. They started in 1908, so they're over 100 years old. How's your math today, Todd? I'd say it's 110 years old. Yeah. Todd's a little better at the math.
Once you start getting over the century mark, it's all a blur.
I was told there'd be no math. And I relish the idea of being able to save people money, you know, because you work so darn hard for it. And by the way, when you save a little bit of it, you reinvest it, you hire more people, and the dollars they have saved,
Well, commercial services, they have this link service. And the link service right now is maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, meaning they own, for lack of a better term, the systems in those buildings. And so if they break down, A.J. Thompson and Son fixes them. Actually, what they do is they maintain them so well, they extend the life of them. And they go on that much more. But the business owner knows, okay, certainty. I know exactly what I've got. And H.A. Thompson & Son does it. It saves dollars, allows for reinvestment and other things. HATandSons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. Names you know, big names in business in North Dakota use these services, and it works. So it's worth the time to sit down and say, hey, how would it work for me? Justin in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at the 800-228-0550 line. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm excited for Trump's visit. It's going to be historic again. I'm excited. I'm planning on going, but I ran into a little bit of a situation, and I think it's because I'm a Trump supporter and kind of being discriminated against. I went in to get a line of credit so I could put in like $10,000 for a donation and for the dinner, but they won't give it to me, and I think it's because I'm wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, it's impossible for me to know what the situation is. I don't know. If I went into Dan Carey at Vision Bank and said, "Hey, Danny, I want to borrow money to donate it for an event," he might go, if you got to borrow money to go to an event, maybe it's not such a good idea to do it. Now, if you had, your rich uncle was going to write you a big check in a few months and it's a bridge, I don't know. It's impossible for me to know. I wouldn't think that they don't care about the fact you have Make America Great Again on your hat at the bank you're going to. They care about your ability to repay it and whether you're good for it. But you know the old joke about some banks, they don't give you the money unless they know you don't need it.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be fun. It'll be nice to be there and kind of rubbing elbows with some of the people there, and I think it's just going to be historic. And I'm bringing my wife, and she doesn't follow American politics much. She's from the Philippines, but she has more traditional Christian values, but I think it'll be really fun to get together with everybody.
So you're not worried about the bank now? You're going to find the money another way?
I'll figure it out. I'll do something. I'll start, leveraging something or leaning something. But, I don't think it's the type of thing you can miss. It's once in a lifetime.
Yes. Well, I tell you, anytime a president comes, I think it's great. I really do. And I have I had this is a funny story for you. Todd, I don't even know if you know this story. But flood of 97, a fellow by the name of Bill Clinton comes into Grand Forks. I wasn't a big Bill Clinton fan, you know what I'm saying? But politically, but I was glad he was there, and it was kind of neat. They put me on a helicopter where the back end drops out, and you're it's for the photographers to take a shot of Marine One. So he's doing the tour, and I'm up there flying around with him. And then after he leaves, he calls the radio show from Air Force One. Hi, how are you? Good to talk to you. I think Colin Peterson was with him, and maybe Earl Pomeroy. I can't remember actually who was with him on the plane. But I was excited about that. I thought that was great that the President of the United States, is in Grand Forks checking out a very anti-East Grand Forks, a very dangerous situation for folks there. So I'm with you, Justin. I think anytime a president visits, it's a good deal. So. Good luck with your banker. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. We have a little more of the hearing and the hysteria, the hooting and hollering and shouting. I don't know why they don't kick these people out of the room, but here's a little more.
Just common sense would say that that's not fair. That's not right. It undermines our ability to do our job. It is just plain wrong.
I
one of the
Senate's most solemn constitutional duties is to provide advice and consent to the President on the nomination of Supreme Court justices. We're here this week to hear from Brett Kavanaugh, to hear about his exceptional qualifications, his record of dedication to the rule of law, and his demonstrated independence and his appreciation of the importance of the separation of powers. Indeed, to protect individual liberty.
There they go. It's unbelievable. Did you hear? I did catch part of that, what she's talking about, you know, reproductive rights for women. That's what she's shouting and hooting and hollering over. Man.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.